Hey, Cole.
Hey, Lincoln.
You know what? Fuck it. We're doing it live. I just need to...
What do you mean
we're
doing it live?
No, we're not doing a goddamn intro because I just need to say that...
Say this isn't... This won't be live.
Okay, here's the thing. No, we're doing it live.
No, this isn't live. We're pre-recording this and then it'll be edited and uploaded. It's not live. It's not how that works.
I know I embellish a lot of things. There's a lot of embellishing in many episodes that I do.
We all do. Yeah.
I'm the king of embellishments.
It's what we do here, yeah.
This is a real statement that I am saying right now. And you need to take this to heart, 100%. That this is one of the worst movies I've ever had to fucking sit through.
And we realized that in the first 15 minutes.
If I was watching this, like, you know how they do the press screenings to, like, watch your shitty movie before you actually put it out?
Mm-hmm.
I was in charge, like, the head of whatever the company did this. Lionsgate, maybe? I don't know. Legendary.
Lionsgate.
I'm just thinking of the shitty movie companies. I would look at Michael Bay and say, are you out of your fucking mind?
Yes, he is. Yes.
This isn't even a movie.
They did not try on any level with this movie. The first thing I wrote down in 10 minutes is it was a disjointed clusterfuck. 30 minutes in, we had bounced around to like, 150 locations. And they were all different stories.
Hey, you want to talk about the Letterboxd? I'll talk about the Letterboxd.
Okay.
So they shot this fucking movie on 8 different video formats. To yeah. where every scene is lighted differently, and it's also in different aspect ratios.
The entire fucking 2.5 hour movie. That is amateur bullshit. College students know not to do that. Tommy Wiseau is the only other one I know that did that.
There is a scene, by the way,
and
spoiler,
he didn't have a $260 million fucking budget like this, too.
Here we go. Spoilers, fucking everything sucks. It doesn't matter. Fucking Optimus Prime isn't evil. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. What does matter is that there's a scene where they're in a goddamn white room, and then it switches to Wahlberg, and the room is yellow because they use different lighting.
Yeah.
I fucking hate it every goddamn second of this movie. I'm mad as hell. I wasn't mad until right now. Sitting here, mad as fuck right now.
We went into this thinking it would just be stupid and silly like the other ones. And then I realized, like, oh, fuck, T.J. Miller's dead. Or his character's dead. T.J. Miller's fine. He's not committing career suicide until July 28th.
Don't talk shit about the Emoji Movie after this. That is a beacon of hope right now. That's my Gatsby green light at this point.
I learned watching this movie that I need to keep my fucking mouth shut.
You can go fuck yourself.
You didn't see the movie.
This is exactly like wrestling when I say, what's the worst thing that could happen? And then you tell me what it is, and then it fucking happens.
Did you think this would be this bad?
No.
We wouldn't.
There's no way that I
100% honesty. If we thought it was going to be this bad and we hated it this much, we wouldn't have went. Oddly enough, we probably would have watched Rough Night instead.
We wouldn't
have saw this if we thought it would be this fucking bad.
Because the thing with Age of Extinction is at least it was a movie and it had like a beginning, a middle, and an end. And I wasn't confused every fucking 10 minutes and had to ask Kyle, who's that? What is that thing? It was a fucking Transformer I forgot about at one point.
I kept forgetting about the little girl, because you would think like, oh, she's going to be pivotal to the movie. Nope.
Oh, you mean the sexy 14-year-old with a push-up bra with a V-neck that shows cleavage?
Oh, that's kind of gross.
It's wow, weird. Thanks, Michael Bay. So glad that that's in a movie that
I'm
watching.
But I'm sure he's like, hey, she looks like a young Michelle Rodriguez.
She says cabron, get it? Because she's fucking Mexican.
She says
can we talk about
bro
how,
all the time.
She says bro, and can we talk about how great it was that every person of color in this movie was a stereotype and used in the worst ways possible?
Literally, it didn't even that. Everyone is a stereotype. Look at all the things Mark Wahlberg said when he met the main chick. I don't know her name, the British lady. It was all British jokes.
Well, he just looked at her and he's just like, you like to drink tea, huh? I like tea. I like Transformers.
The reason I don't know her name is because, like, the first meeting, he just kept calling her, like, hey, won't you shut up, British lady?
He's like, you dress like a slut.
Yeah, I did call
you
her.
British slut?
Well,
stripper.
When you went to the bathroom, he called, the day trader Transformer, he called him a skank. Who is this movie marketed to? You think Transformers marketed to kids, right? I usually don't say things like this, but there's a lot of foul language in this.
I do feel like a weird, like, grandpa when I'm
but
like,
I'm watching
a lot of language in
but when I'm
movie.
Watching a movie that's made to sell fucking toys, they say shit a lot.
They say fuck in it.
Yeah,
there is a big old F word.
It's just weird to me, like they stood out because I
boob close-ups.
Yeah, a lot of boob close-ups. They reference Mark Wahlberg's dick, kind of, when she gets all stuttery when she sees his abs. She's all like, the stupid lady want the penis.
I'm a lady in my vagina, Mark Wahlberg. Let's cut to this 14-year-old taking a shower.
They don't cut to a 14-year-old taking a shower.
Watch the fucking director's cut. It'll be in there. Fuck you, Michael Bay. I hate this movie.
They rarely cut to that girl. She's rarely in the fucking movie. But she's in the beginning, and you think it's a pivotal thing with her and the other kids that are all like, hey, we're kids, dude, bro, dick, dick jokes. Anthony fucking Hopkins is in this movie.
I don't know where to start. I know we've already started, but I don't know where I'm going right now. I don't know what's happening. Where am I?
All right, I'm just going to go through my notes. I asked the question pretty early. Is this a movie or a compilation video? Even at the end, felt like a compilation video. It's like people took moments out of Transformers, all of them that they liked, and just put them together in 1 2.5 hour long YouTube fan edit, because they didn't make sense. The Transformers themselves did nothing in this movie. Megatron is in this movie, does literally fucking nothing
except shoot fire in a scene
randomly. He's like, I'm mad. He just kept shooting fire at the floor next to his throne in an alley. Why are you doing that? Is it just Michael Bay like, I got some spare money, can you CGI some fire in there? You want to do that? And for the fourth movie, some of the CGI in this was fucking laughable.
This is the fifth movie, Kyle.
Fifth movie.
I wish it was the fourth. I wish, no, it was the fourth, and it was over.
For $260 million, a guy that has made four of these movies prior, you think you know how to make the CGI look decent. And some of the parts, it was just hysterically bad.
Okay. All right, I'm going to do a little plot breakdown, because there's some things that I do want to talk about.
King Arthur.
I've regained my composure.
You want to talk about Merlin?
I want to talk about
Merlin's in this fucking movie.
Yeah, so Merlin's in this movie, and Merlin's like, hey, I'm drunk, and I'm going to do funny comedy bits that nobody's going to fucking laugh at.
But all the comedy bits were just him drinking. There's a lot of comedy in this that even our theater, which I'm sure they all fucking love this movie, silent. You and I just laughed at the dramatic moments.
So Merlin is like, hey, dragon, let's... thing that I don't know if it was in the last movie. Was that even in the last movie?
No.
The King Ghidorah dragon? What was that?
Well, that the knights, the 12 knights or whatever.
So they turned into that?
They formed together, like Voltron, into a big dragon. That was
I didn't even, like, fucking understand that. Because when they all, like, piled together and were in that weird big snake orgy, I didn't know what the fuck was happening.
During the Crusades battle, when the dragon lands, it splits and they roll off and they're all there fighting. It's the only way I knew.
So we have it's not Crusades, Kyle. It's fucking, get off me. It's
I don't even fucking know.
So Knights of the Round, shit's happening, and it's fucking hilarious, and it's terrible. And they keep calling it the Dark Ages, which kept making me laugh, because nobody calls the fucking Dark Ages.
So it was a better movie than King Arthur.
So, no.
Well, no, because it was only like 10 minutes.
Oh, you're talking about just that and not the whole of...
No, just the King Arthur part.
Okay.
Not the whole fucking movie, are you insane? No.
Okay, so he's like, hey, dragon, help. And they're like, okay, bro. And then because of reasons and because... I don't know why Merlin's even... I don't know.
He had a line where he said, like, I did my part, I've kept you hidden. So I think he was helping hide them, even though they were in a
big... What the fuck is he going to do to help hide them?
They're in a big fucking alien ship.
Why do they need to be hidden?
In medieval times.
Why do they need to be hidden?
They could easily kill everyone.
Well, and also, how were they... Hold the phone. Because I thought that fucking Transformers have been on the planet since prehistoric times, hence why there's a fucking T-Rex. Whatever. I don't give a shit. So fucking Merlin is drunk or whatever. He's like the Mandarin in Iron Man 3. Like a really shitty version of that. Whatever. So then he's like, hey, form together and kill the barbarians or something. I don't know who these people were. They have catapults that never existed. That's a historical inaccuracy, Kyle.
It's a Transformers movie.
That is a historical inaccuracy.
Transformers helped defeat the Nazis. Do we really want to get into historical inaccuracy? Remember when fucking Anthony Hopkins showing the pictures on the wall and just naming people? The Transformers have been at every major thing throughout history, according to this movie.
So this giant Gamora dragon dive bombs onto the battlefield and kills everyone, regardless of what side that they are on. I don't know if you noticed that. There's this big battle where both sides are fighting it out, and it's all Traver. Aegis Frog splashes onto it and kills everyone.
Well, later in the movie, you remember when the fucking planet is destroying Earth?
And the fight scene where they're shooting at air?
They're shooting at nothing, but it cuts to the news, and the news is like, millions of people are dying. And then it cuts back to they still haven't gotten in the ship to try to stop it. Millions of people already dead. A lot of people fucking die in this movie. But Mark Wahlberg's like, I did it. His daughter probably died. I probably hit her college. I bet she's dead.
Did she ever she never responded to the text message.
Yeah, we're in the fucking apocalypse. The Earth is,
we please talk about the text message? Oh my God.
The Earth is fucking getting eaten and destroyed. Mark Wahlberg borrows a soldier's phone and goes, I need to text my daughter.
I need to text my daughter on your Samsung Galaxy Note 7 Edge.
That wasn't an Edge, you fucking scrub. Anyway, I wrote down the text. He put, look up in the sky. That was one text. The next one, I'm there for you. Smiley face, smiley face.
They were emojis.
You were in, the fucking Earth is being destroyed and you're putting fucking emojis? No, that's not an emoji type of, like, and you set up earlier that you always call her, but you can't talk to her. You think you're going to die or she could die, fucking call her.
I thought
that's
what was going to happen.
You don't text.
Because there's the precedent of
your daughter.
Well, here's the reason why. You know why I think that happened? Oh, they just had her They had her pre-record those lines and never had her do anything else. And they were in post and they're like, whoa, fuck it.
It's fucking ridiculous. You know how mad I'd be?
Well, that's the thing. What would her response be? Like, what if she just, like, called him? And he's just like, hello? And she's just like, Dad, what the fuck? Like, why are you texting me smiley face emojis?
He's like, I'm there for you. Up in the sky.
Don't worry. Just look up. I thought you liked smiley face emojis. Always using emojis to me?
It'd be like if your mom texting him and, like, we're all gonna die, LOL. I'd be like, what the fuck is this?
About to die in a car wreck. Smiley face emoji. Okay.
Just got in a plane wreck. We're going down fast. Winky face. It's not what you fucking do in that situation, you shit dad.
So the first action scene starts, and this is when...
Are you talking about the one in the fucking...
The junkyard or whatever it was?
Oh, no, that's
or
one
no,
the first.
Not in the junkyard.
The first one is in the fucking stadium that turns into a town?
Yeah, what the fuck is it? Okay, I don't even know, is that in the movie? Was that in a movie?
Was
that in a previous Transformers?
I like to think that that's probably where the battle took place in the last... I haven't seen the last one.
Yeah, we saw the last
one. Okay, yeah.
Watched the last one, Kyle.
I don't know.
I think that was from the one prior, because that's the one where they, like, rip off the Terminator movie that had Christian Bale in it.
Oh, Salvation?
Yeah. There's, like, a lot of scenes in that movie that are the exact same scenes as Terminator Salvation.
You know what else they ripped off?
What?
The fucking masturbation fake-out scene from the first Transformers movie.
Well, hold on. Let me...
I hate that scene.
Kyle, there's a scene that this... is a constant thing that happens to the movie, of where they just say exposition when they're showing you what they're trying to say, but they have to say it instead. There are these kids that are going to this area that's like a Transformers quarantine zone or something, and they look at this sign that has, like, barbed wire, and it says, like, do not enter, and Transformers thing. So there's, like a siren or whatever that's blaring, and then there's... a megaphone saying, like, do not enter Transformers Zone.
I don't remember that at all.
And then they look at the sign. This is the very beginning. Don't worry.
I don't remember a megaphone.
Yeah, you'd like hear it or whatever.
I don't remember hearing that. Must have blacked it out.
And you look at the sign and it says, like, do not enter, blah, blah, blah. And so they stand there. And they stand there for like 10 seconds. And then one of the kids just goes, they don't want us here.
Oh, no. You watch 47 meters down and then complain about fucking describing exposition. I will defend this movie on that. There is far fucking worse.
Or like when every time Optimus Prime, after he turns good.
I am Optimus Prime.
I am Optimus Prime, and this is what we have to do.
But he's always like 2 minutes too late. Remember they came up with a plan that the girl's going to halo jump. They're like, that's fucking insane. And then like 5 minutes later, Optimus Prime comes in. He's like, you are the only one that can go in there. It's like, she knows, fucker. She's already made this
It's like Optimus Prime is that guy... or girl coworker that you have, that, like, you come up with a cool idea at a meeting or something,
and then
the next day they come in, they're like, guys, have a great idea, don't know if you heard about it.
Well, maybe because he had fucking whatever, he was evil for like a minute.
Nefarious Prime.
What was he? Notorious Prime.
Notorious Prime.
What was he called?
Fuck, what was he called?
Nebulous Prime.
No.
Negative Prime. I know this is a real thing that's happened in the lore. I don't remember. He's fucking evil Prime.
Evil,
you know, because
whatever,
his
evil
eyes
Prime.
Turn purple.
For like a minute or whatever.
Yeah. And then, but Bumblebee's like, Optimus is my real voice. We're friends. And he's like, my friend. And he like goes
back. No, this is what the real scene was. Kyle's acting like this isn't what happened, but this is what happened. Nefarious Prime goes on to Bumblebee and is like, Bumblebee, I'm Nefarious Prime. I'm going to take this sword and I'm going to shove it in your mouth. And then you are going to die. Like, he starts monologuing, and then Bumblebee goes, Nefarious Prime, Martha, Martha. And then he goes, oh, what name did you say? I'm Optimus Prime, and I'm now changing from Nefarious Prime.
I don't think you did that.
This movie fucking blew my ass. This blew harder than everything has ever blown in the entire universe.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. This is
like aliens. There's a species of aliens. Their job is to suck dick. This sucked more dicks than the alien species that was created by our divine creator to suck cocks.
He was Nemesis Prime, by the way. Nemesis Prime.
Mark Wahlberg's lips were pinker than my butthole this entire movie.
Which one?
They were like beautiful, just hot dogs. Just wonderful hot dogs. Why are you
looking at his lips?
How are you not looking at his lips? Did you see them? They were like two slugs getting ready to mate.
I was just seeing my life flash before my eyes. But hey, you're missing out the important part, Lincoln. The British girl that's a professor, she plays polo. Because that was the scene we had to fucking have.
No, here's the thing. When you said that, I didn't know if that was a joke. And then I remembered that is a part of the movie.
That's a real part of the movie. They like, reference it later.
It's like, if you're explaining this movie to somebody and you're like, hey, so there's this part where Bumblebee's killing Hitler. And it's real.
And it served no purpose. No purpose, mind you. The Navy Museum is a transformer. And my favorite part is when they take the submarine into the sunken ship and they get the air pocket and come up, right?
Yeah.
Submarine comes up from the bottom and docks. They get out and they can walk in the waist high water that the submarine supposedly just raised up from. They're at the bottom of the fucking ocean. They're not in goddamn waist-high water. Did you catch that?
Yeah, I did. I just remembered.
But when the fucking TGIF came up, they had to, like, scuba gear out of it. But our heroes were in waist-deep water.
And there's also a scene, did you see? When they're in the water with the submarine, there's fucking a jellyfish. There's a blue whale that swims next to a jellyfish, and the jellyfish is like five times bigger than it.
Ugh.
And I don't think they meant to do that. They were trying to do like a perspective thing, but it was so bad.
Was it as bad as when they're like, we're going to get Megatron out, and they set up tables in the desert like it's going to be a fucking contract signing WWE style? But then Megatron has to name off the people he wants out, so they Suicide Squad intro him.
Decepticons nobody gives a fuck about.
No, they don't bring back Starscream right now. They got fucking Nitro Zeus.
Fucking Nitro Zeus.
And do you know what happens to all these Decepticons in their first battle?
God.
They all die.
Like, instantly.
They all die, but then later on, Megatron has all just different Decepticons with them.
Holy shit, they come out of nowhere.
That's
oh my god, because did Starscream die? Is he dead?
Yeah, he died in like the third movie. Fuck. They have his head in this.
Fuck me. I forgot all about that.
They still though, because they gotta pimp that fucking car that they had the police car, what's his name, Barricade?
Yeah, I guess, whatever, doesn't matter.
Because he's in this nonstop and does nothing. But he's in the movie, because this movie's nothing but fucking car chases. And submarine chases. It's fucking stupid. I hate this movie.
And then they have... I remember the Suicide Squad thing they did. Because I just wanted them... I wanted one of them to just look into the camera and just be like, what is this, some kind of Transformers? What do you think I am, some kind of Transformer?
When Mark Wahlberg got the talisman in a
room,
he's like,
my God.
What am I, some kind of last night?
Who is so, the
who,
boy.
So Mark Wahlberg is the last knight, which means that he can manifest a fucking sword and have a sword battle with the goddamn Transformer.
But then it doesn't fucking happen again. It has nothing to do with anything.
The last knight does nothing in this movie. The girl who's a Wiccan is fucking the last goddamn descendant of Merlin. It's the only one that can wield the staff. She doesn't do anything with it. Nothing. Nothing happens. John fucking Turtle is in goddamn Cuba. He doesn't need to be there. I don't remember his fucking.
Oh my god.
He's just there like, hey, remember me? Sir Anthony Hopkins, he's like, I'm going to die now because I can't be a knight. And he dies comically when he gets shot at fucking Stonehenge.
Well, he also like.
And it's like they had a fucking a doll of him. Whew. But because it's 3D, they launched it in slow motion. Because
they were proud of it.
When did Hot Rod become French?
Oh my god.
When did,
no, like, he wasn't French because. Oh my god.
And he could stop time. Fuck. I don't remember Hot Rod being able to do any of these things. Is he going to be Rodimus Prime in the next one? They're going to fucking up him?
I do want to talk about Anthony Hopkins.
And when did Earth become Unicron? Because they do say that. Is that a thing that actually happens?
Yeah, it happened in Transformers Prime.
When did it happen in the movies?
It didn't. It was,
we've seen Unicron in the movies,
stated,
right?
No.
I thought we have in the movies.
No, I thought that Unicron was...
Unicron was in the animated movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
But then what those... what I don't know.
Because the fucking claws were in the Earth.
Yeah, they say... whatever.
Back when it was Pangea. And Stonehenge is in the middle. I feel almost like they filmed at the actual Stonehenge. Because did you notice they have a battle there? The Decepticons are in the middle of Stonehenge? They never destroy Stonehenge. It does not get even a bullet shot at it.
At Stonehenge, there's... I'm skipping around more than the fucking plot of this movie. I don't really give a shit.
I don't know that we can follow the plot.
So Anthony Hopkins' character... dies in a ridiculous way because it doesn't make any sense of what he's doing. He just like shows up at Stonehenge after he's already told everybody what to do, and he shows up there and his cane is a transformer or something.
I don't know if it's transformer or just like an old British spy gun cane.
And then he shoots Megatron and Megatron's like, ow, and kills him. And that's the end of it.
And it's hilarious.
What?
And
what
his little
was your
fucking
plan?
Butler transformer who's not a transformer, he's just a robot.
No, I think he was supposed to be a transformer.
He never transformed, so I don't know.
Who gives a shit? None of them transformed.
But he was a fucking bipolar transformer.
Whatever, bipolar rock and roller. I don't give a fuck, it sucked.
Well, at least he wasn't like the tank guy, because he had fucking robot dementia, because that's funny.
Yeah, am I right? Dementia, it's so funny. Sex, am I right? Boobies.
Can we talk about the fucking sex thing?
You can talk all day about it.
So apparently the British girl's family's all like, you need to get a dick in you. Oh, you should get a boyfriend or a girlfriend. Because Michael Bay's like, yeah, I'm with them. I'm progressive. But you need to get that. And then Mark Wahlberg comes back and they're ransacking her dad's room to find out the fucking truth. But it's all misinterpreted as sex. All they're saying and all the breaking. And it's fucking funny. It's like when Shia LaBeouf was jerking off with Optimus Prime in the first movie. Like when it happened and they go, oh, you just kind of like slumped down.
I was over it. And it also didn't make sense because, so they're trying to find information. Because
Anthony Hopkins says your dad knows where it's at.
Yeah, but then they start just fucking everything up.
It's like priceless things. This is her job, by the way.
That's like this. That's like, here, let me recreate it.
Don't right you there. Fucking break anything in happened. Here.
So they fucking leave and they come in and they're like, oh, okay, we're in fucking Anthony Hopkins or fucking whatever my face's room. All right, let's see. You know, we got some priceless artifacts in here. What's this? Oh, don't give a shit because all I need is something good. Woohoo! What we got here? Throwing it down, baby.
They just start tearing up paintings and tearing up books. She works in like a museum and like that should not be her first instinct to like, let's just wreck priceless artifacts.
That's like, in fucking Back to Suicide Squad, Enchantress, when it's like, oh, priceless relic. Let me fucking bust it open because I'm an idiot.
Well, yeah, I was going to defend Suicide Squad.
Don't you fucking dare.
It's a better
Don't
movie.
Don't dare hit me with that. Don't
it,
even.
It is a better movie. Pixels is a better movie.
I think I broke my TV, but it's okay.
That's not a TV.
It's a small TV.
That's not anymore. It's broken.
It's got two HDMI ports.
That doesn't necessarily make it a TV.
I kick more ass in prison.
What does that fucking mean? I've kicked more ass in
prison. That's what I said.
I know, but... What does it mean in context to...
So there's the urban Transformer, because...
A Transformer hasn't been in prison.
Well, they kind of were in prison, remember?
Oh, that's when right, because they had to get fucking
broken
out.
The urban Transformer shows up ready to rock. He's going to kill everybody. This is with Megatron or whatever. Which is a side plot I still don't understand.
I don't understand any of the side plots.
I like...
The British girl's only in there so Mark Wahlberg can fuck somebody.
And, like, why did they make a deal with Megatron and give him stuff when he didn't do anything for the government? Because they wanted him to, like, kill Optimus Prime?
No, they just wanted him to lead them to the shit.
So why did they give him... But
they apparently knew where Cade was at all times.
Yeah, they threw trackers on him. Wouldn't they know? They knew where they were because
they didn't
need
Megatron.
Whatever. So we have the urban Transformer who comes out and is, like, ready to rock. And he goes, I kick more ass in prison. And the scene ends, and I don't...
He didn't reference anything. He just said it.
There's also TIE Interceptors in this movie.
Yeah, I thought you would like that.
Can somebody please call George Lucas?
He doesn't give a fuck. He doesn't care.
How many times
did the little girl have to say, there's always one that leads them, when it came to those things? She says like 4 times until Mark Wahlberg's like, yeah, we should take out the big one. And this girl knows how to work on Transformers, by the way. Even though she couldn't fix her little fucking Vespa squeeps, which reminds me of the Key and Peele fucking East-West college football.
Yeah. You know, I have a note written down that I wrote down about 9 times. I really just want to read real fast.
Okay.
This is fucking insane. And this works on so many levels.
And not in a good way.
Because here's the thing. When I wrote down this is insane, I'm not just talking about the movie. I'm talking about the fact that I was seeing the movie is just banana sandwiches.
It's like the movie was they deleted scenes and then sped it up. I'm speechless right now. I literally got nothing.
It's like if you okay, this is the fucking Michael Jordan of shit movies. This is the Kobe.
Is this the
of
goat?
Just ass.
This is the goat of just
this
ignorance.
Is Tom Brady's wet dream of a season that he could have of action movies being complete ass. Just being the worst thing in the world.
Not even action
This
movies.
Was... I got shit on. I went to the theater and got shit on. There was shit sprayed in my mouth. There's shit in my mouth.
Okay.
I have diarrhea running down my throat right now. I feel it in my small intestine.
If we're talking about this as an action movie, we can't hold off any longer. Talking about the big epic war at the end where they're shooting at nothing.
They literally are not shooting at anything.
They shoot for like 2 minutes and then it shows Megatron. I'm like, what are they shooting at?
They go down on, like, massive, like, gunfire, like they're storming Normandy. And then it turns out nobody's shooting at them because they haven't gotten there yet.
Megatron's
not shooting at shit.
There's nothing there. But they're having an epic fucking battle against nothing. Were we supposed to just roll with that? Is that a thing we're just supposed to accept? That, oh, it must be Transformers shooting at them or fucking Quintessa shooting at them.
I have the word bodacious written down. I really don't remember why I wrote it.
They probably said bodacious. Or maybe it's when they were just dude broing.
Yeah, I think it was when they were dude broing.
Or I wrote down Velcro patch bro fisting.
Oh, yeah.
Because Mark Wahlberg's just like, you guys like fucking gave up and turned your back on everything. I was stuck with the good guys. Thanks for flying with me. And then they're like, yeah, we're bad. And they just rip off their fucking TRF patches and throw them on the ground. And all I'm thinking is like, you are going to prison. You literally just went AWOL. You're going to prison.
Why did you like the RoboCop robot, by the way? This is super far in the beginning of the movie.
Yeah.
Because I was making notice, I was thinking of all of the other robot things that they kind of ripped off.
Well, here's what blew my mind about those things. It leads you to believe they just constantly patrol that area, right? We know Bumblebee and Canopy are there. Why didn't they kill these things a long fucking time ago to protect this little girl that lives there?
And wouldn't they know that the little girl lives there because they showed thermal skites?
They could see the thermal through rubble.
Yeah, and these things are constantly seen in thermal. How have they not seen...
How did they not notice her? Did they just not care?
How
did a rundown back alley from fucking Indiana Jones get into this arena? Because all of a sudden they're running down city fucking streets in this quarantine zone, which Mark Wahlberg's also driving around in.
Just
the most wanted man in the world. In the world. You can't find him in this area you have quarantined off.
And have robot sentries constantly going by, as well as Decepticons.
Which, one of the fucking knights from the medieval times crash-landed here.
It was just hanging out.
Just hanging out in his ship.
Just chilling.
What is fucking Josh Duhamel, or whatever his name is, what's his team been doing? Why is he aligned with the bad people and he's obviously good?
And why?
He obviously knows all the good shit.
And then there's the beginning part where you know, like they're having that like standoff or whatever, and then like Mark leaves, and then they're just like, fucking Autobots, am I right? And he's like, no, they're the good guys.
But then you track them and hunt them down and release the bad ones that will kill them. You instinctively don't assume Optimus Prime is
Bumblebee,
evil.
Bumblebee, I love you!
I fucking hate Bumblebee. But when they're in the fucking ship and evil Optimus comes in, he's like, give me that staff, bitch. Fucking this guy that early in the movie is like, Optimus is one of the good guys. Emilio's like, open fire!
You
don't know he's evil.
You said...
Mark Wahlberg doesn't know he's evil because Mark Wahlberg keeps jumping on him while two Transformers are fighting, by the way. He gets in the middle. He's like, come on, Optimus.
Yeah,
we're
like,
friends.
What? He's like, Optimus, what are you doing?
It's me, Cade Yeager. That's the most fucking extreme name ever. I hear Cade Yeager and I'm like, whoa.
Hey, let me get on my skateboard.
Whoa, Cade Yeager.
Whoa, he's got a six-pack and babes.
Why did the talisman protect his dick? What was she planning on doing to his dick? Did it crawl down there to protect it when she's just like, look at that abs. Oh, and it's like, I got to get down here.
Yeah, because
was she just going to like just maul his cock? Just like a bear?
Like a savage Wolverine? Is she going to go in there like Bone Call Wolverine, Marvel vs. Capcom 2, Berserker Brawler?
I don't know.
I fucking hated this movie. I hated... I can't even.
Lincoln tried to watch it, and I'm just in the aisle of the theater at the end just being like, we have to go now, because they're setting up a fucking sequel where Quintessa's like in human form.
Oh yeah, Quintessa's like a girl robot that maybe was the maker or something.
She's like the queen?
And like made Optimus Prime evil somehow, but it was really shitty, so she sucks, and then she got hit with an apple or something. I don't know.
No, it's Sword and Stone. Fucking polo chick pulled the thing out, and the worst CGI when they're weightless.
Holy shit, and you see the fucking cables?
Bumblebee kicks this human woman. She's fucking dead.
In the face.
She is dead. And then Mark Wahlberg grabs her and like, fucking lassos her around.
Oh my god, I totally forgot about that.
To get her to the fucking thing she can pull out.
He fucking Irish whips her.
It's like he's doing the fucking shot put. But Bumblebee kicking her... She just, every bone in her body just fucking broke and she's dead. Where was the special weapon, by the way, at the beginning? In the battle when Bumblebee jumps in, they shoot him and he just flies apart in a million pieces.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And then fucking, like, Wolfman from fucking Monster Squad and T-1000 just brings himself back together. What amazing weapon just shattered a Transformer?
Yeah, because wouldn't he just, like, die?
Who has survived since the World War.
Which has...
Because they fought Nazis. I can't get over Bumblebee, and we had to cut back to see him fight Nazis. Why did we have to cut back to him fighting Nazis?
Well, in none of, okay, so.
What did that add?
Like, this also doesn't make sense with, like, a consistency, because I'm pretty sure in the second movie. Now, let me tell you, Kyle, I'm not going to be a stickler on the Transformers lore here.
Because you don't know it?
Because I don't give a fuck about Michael Bay's Transformers.
I don't care about the lore, because Transformers was something created to sell toys. This is not an in-depth lore. They might have tried. I'm not buying it because they just wanted some more fucking toy.
I'm pretty sure in the second movie the pyramids were already destroyed.
Maybe this is like
I'm
a different
pyramid. I'm fairly certain that in the second one, the pyramid gets destroyed.
What would you do if Tom Cruise was in there? He's like, hey, this is all part of the dark universe.
So there's the... don't give him ideas. I'm pretty sure that was already destroyed and then... Also, Bumblebee doesn't make sense because I thought it was established in the first movie that he first came, like he just crash landed and that's why his voice didn't work. But his voice does work, but he doesn't use it. But also he helped kill Hitler. Like, what the fuck even is happening in this movie?
What was the point of the little girl being able to work on Transformers if that never comes up?
Oh, yeah, when they're having the heart-to-heart where
if
he's like...
If she actually just isn't in most of the movie, every now and then they're like, oh, I can't believe you're on here. And I'm like, I can't either. Why are you still in the movie? Why was she ever in the movie? She just shows up so Mark Wahlberg can be like, no, what are you here? You're going to get hurt.
Mark Wahlberg?
Wahlberg. That's her only purpose in the movie. And Polo Chick is just there because Michael Bay's like, hey, look, she's got an ass. See that ass? It's an ass. We constantly have to show low views of her walking and running. Oh, God. Mark Wahlberg's friend, by the way, at the end when he's like, I brought the cavalry, even though he didn't because they were coming anyway. Did you find it funny that he ran faster than Optimus Prime?
That's right, yeah.
He outran the Transformers to a battle against Transformers. A human being.
And why did Mark Wahlberg even have the sword thing when he uses it once? And it doesn't even, like, do anything. Like, he just blocks a shot. Like, he fucking, like, Daigo parries a sword.
Fucking guardian of the Transformers. Yeah.
And it doesn't matter if it's a sword. That would crush him.
That's just, yeah, momentum.
So he blocks it, and then he has the sword. He looks at it, and he's just like, that's a sword.
Well, I think because we're laughing so hard, I'm going to guess the Guardians were like, oh, he has the talisman, blah, blah, blah. So he's cool. He's cool.
But he doesn't fucking have it in the next scene.
It just crawls around to protect him, and it only protects him once.
Here's the thing. If they do the next movie and Mark Wahlberg's in it,
does he still have the fucking talisman?
Do you think he'll still have the talisman?
He should. From what I've read, he is not in the next one. He signed on for 3, and that's it. He's fucking done. But there's a lot of fucking money he makes off these. And he doesn't have to work hard. The dude is not tried. I love Mark Wahlberg.
This is not the best Mark Wahlberg performance.
No, because he didn't really Wahlberg. We like Mark Wahlberg. I really love when he's just like, I don't give a fuck.
I think he's a talented actor.
Yeah. It doesn't show in this. You don't need him and Sir Anthony fucking Hopkins in this movie. Anthony fucking Hopkins is in a Transformers movie.
He flips off a Transformer.
He does flip off a Transformer, which is supposed to be a joke, I guess. He owns a slave.
It's a joke.
Because the Transformer that's his butler constantly is trying to be himself, and he's like, no. And he even has lines like, I know, redirecting into fucking making beds and serving tea. I get it.
So what is Michael Bay's thoughts on humor? Like, does Michael Bay go to the pound and, like, find a puppy and is just like, yeah, give me that one. And they take it, and he just blows its head off with a shotgun and just laughs.
Probably. He shows it videos of his parents dying. He's like, oh, look at the dog.
Look at that.
Look at him suffer. Oh, he's backing up. Oh, this is disgusting.
Hey, Kyle, what do you want to give this piece of shit?
Nothing. I give it a 0.
Yup.
I literally found nothing redeeming about this movie at all. The only thing we found redeeming is going through trivia and realize that the little girl liked the Transformer that's her, like, her sidekick in this enough that they made her one. We're like, okay, that's cool. That is the redeeming thing we found.
You know what's funny?
That the people that made the props cared enough about a 14-year-old girl to make her one.
We didn't even talk about that sidekick character because it did fucking nothing.
It was a Vespa.
Didn't turn into a Vespa.
What fucking Transformer would choose to be a Vespa? What's a Vespa gonna do? Recreate scenes from Roman Holiday? I love Roman Holiday, but did they actually get, they actually paid for the licensing of Vespa? It's clear as day on his fucking chest. The Vespa logo.
I want a beer pterodactyl.
My thing with him is he was supposed to be the cutesy BB-8 or R2-D2 because the one, they even call him C-3PO in this. They're supposed to be the wacky characters the kids loved by the toys of a broken Transformer.
It looks like shit. It has 3 arms.
He looked like fucking Wall-E and BB had a baby. He had the Wall-E eyes.
And then, like, they started to abort it, and then it just didn't go through.
It just didn't take.
It crawled out of the cum bucket.
If she can fix a fucking Transformer, she could fix fucking Bumblebee. I'm sorry, B. He's just B in this. He's never Bumblebee. She can't fix a shitty little Vespa. I'm pretty sure I can fix a Vespa. You can fix a Vespa. You pretty much owned one once.
This is true. This is true.
I'm just constantly throwing out my hands right now.
Your inner Italian is beaming.
Yes, my inner Italian's like, fucking insulting Vespas. I don't give a fuck. Vespas are shit. Insult away. This movie's insulting on all levels. The camera, the aspect ratios to me is the most insulting. He knows his audience doesn't give a shit and won't notice it. And to be fair, I didn't notice it until he pointed out. I have a feeling in 2.5 hours I would have fucking noticed it.
I noticed it the first, like, 5 minutes in, but I thought maybe it was just something to do with the first part of the movie. I didn't know.
So bad that I think we both internally tried to blame our theater or trying to blame the copy they have.
It's like, there's no way.
Because we thought maybe it's just letter. No, we realized, no, that's the actual aspect ratio.
It's like Bill Cosby.
Oh, too soon?
Is it too soon? No, because this is relevant of where you're like, Bill Cosby.
Okay. This is not as bad as what Bill Cosby did at all. I think that is a very poor, I know what you're going for, but if you really step back and think, I know you didn't think that one through, Lincoln. I know you didn't, but I want you to take a step back from what you just said. This movie is nowhere near that bad.
Fuck Bill Cosby.
Yes, fuck Bill Cosby.
Yeah, fuck. I think he's going to run prison. It's going to be awesome.
No, he's not. It was a mistrial.
Oh, is it a mistrial?
Yes, he's not going to.
Oh, no.
It was a fucking mistrial. Now he wants to have town hall meetings where he's going to tell people how to not get charged with sexual assault. Have you not been following the fucking news?
No, I've been watching Transformers.
No, Bill Cosby's a piece of shit. On okay. a different fucking okay. level.
That was a bad analogy.
Very bad analogy. Very, very bad. This movie is more like if you went to McDonald's and you said, I want a cheeseburger with just ketchup, and they just literally gave you a wrapper full of ketchup.
No, this is like a story that I told, I don't know if I told you about, of my latest mishap at Taco Bell.
Okay.
I went to the drive-in.
Drive-in?
Yeah,
I mean, drive-through?
Drive-through, whatever. Doesn't matter.
Drive-in shows movies.
So I go there and I say, like I always say, I'm a vegetarian. I want rice instead of meat. Okay?
Okay.
Easy. Easy yeah. enough. I think that's easy.
Yeah.
I go home. I open up my I take my Crunchwrap and I thought it looked lumpy. Bad sign.
Was it just rice?
It was steak. They poured like 5 cupfuls of steak into it.
You need to start being that guy, Lincoln, that after you get out of the drive-thru, you just go just park and check your food.
I'm doing that now. But this is, Michael Bay is like that Taco Bell where every time they just keep fucking it up. And I'm like, surely they don't mean to do this.
Well, much like Michael Bay is, do you know why they do? You're not going to fucking do anything about it. You know what you're going to do? You're going to come back tomorrow and give us more fucking money, bitch. Michael Bay is Vince McMahon. Yeah, I'll keep giving you shit. Keep complaining, motherfucker. Now, oh, here's a new pay-per-view. It's like, oh, here's my money. Maybe this one's better.
Oh, it's so better.
Lincoln and I already agreed this is the last Transformers movie we will watch.
Yeah.
I'm not giving it any more money. This was just ridiculously insulting. I made the mistake last week saying it will be hard to top 47 Meters Down as the worst movie this year. Oops. I just gave it a big oops. I was wrong. 47 Meters Down is shit as it is. It has a beginning, middle, and end. This doesn't. This is a highlight reel. Not good highlights, but it's the best you can have. That's all this is. This will be like the thing we'll eventually release of like a best of for something we're doing. I don't want to mention what it is, but it's cool. So we'll probably post that after the fact, tell you what we did. But it's like that. It's just going to be a highlight reel of shit.
I'm
comparing us to Transformers right now.
This is like when you remember when I sat down and I started going through that playlist of biggest farts on YouTube?
Yeah, I do remember.
Yeah, it was like that.
No, that was better. That wasn't $260 million fucking dollars. 200. Do you know what I could do for $260 million?
What?
Anything. Anything
what
in the world I wanted to
do. With 200. I don't know. You couldn't buy like Cuba.
No, anything I want. I don't want to buy Cuba. I'm saying anything that I
wanted
to do.
Well, you didn't word it that way, Kyle. There's a lot of things you could
I don't
want to
buy Cuba because that's where they filmed this fucking movie.
Oh, is it where they filmed
it? Yeah, they filmed this in Cuba. The majority
Cuba
of it.
Cuba looks pretty. I wish I could go there. Whoops. In conclusion, I'm going to say this like my fucking college dissertation. R.I.P. Tupac, R.I.P. Shia LaBeouf's career.
Best thing he ever did was not be in these.
This movie fucking sucks. So hard.
You know what the sad part is, though? It has a 15% right now on Rotten Tomatoes. That's too high. It's going to make money. It's probably number one at the box office right now. I guarantee it. People love this shit. I don't get it. There are good action movies out there. I'm hoping next week, if it comes here, we're going to see Baby Driver.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking that's probably going to be a pretty good action movie. Could be wrong, but I'm hopeful. We were just hopeful this would make us laugh for 2 hours, not 2.5.
Well, I got my laughs out of it. I got my belly laughs on.
I had more fun recording this.
I ate like 9,000 calories worth of popcorn.
I got so mad that I kicked my trash out of the aisle at one point. Did you notice that?
I did.
Didn't mean to.
I did notice you being a little delinquent.
For one, 2.5 hours. I know we complain about all the time. Our theater's seats suck. And if they don't,
so bad.
And if they don't fix that fucking hole in that goddamn screen,
they're never gonna fix it. It's been there for 3 fucking years.
That literally now looks like a musical note.
It's getting worse.
It's getting worse to the point where I think we need to actually fucking talk to the manager about it. Like, seriously, we give you money every week. We see at least one movie. Usually, unless there's nothing else. For the most part, we're going like 40, at least 45 movies a year.
Yeah.
What we're on pace for this year, which is fucking crazy and awesome. Fix the fucking hole. Just patch it from the back. It doesn't even have to be good. I don't give a fuck. I won't notice it once the movie's on. Put a sheet up.
By the time it gets fixed, the wall to Mexico will be there. Ho! Got a zinger! Donald Trump's president, we have 6 months to live. Fuck you, Michael Bay! I'm out!